with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has told a gathering of top security officials in Singapore it's important that he have renewed dialogue with his Chinese counterpart in avoiding miscalculations.
War or a fight with China is neither imminent, in my view, or unavoidable.
Meanwhile, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the African National Congress Party that freed South Africa from apartheid has lost its 30-year majority.
The African National Congress Party has lost its parliamentary majority in a historic election result that puts South Africa on a new political path for the first time since the end of the apartheid system of white minority rule 30 years ago. Johannesburg resident Lebohang Babela says that there was a good turnout among younger voters.
I hope each and every youth got satisfied now because they voted to the party that they think is good and is going to do better for us.
Although the outcome is all but certain, final results are slated for Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Trump complained about the verdict handed down against him in New York this week.
The judge allowed them to go into everything that I was ever involved in, not this case, everything that I was ever involved in.
Meanwhile, Trump's as Greg Clugston reports, the former president's felony conviction won't stop him from being able to cast his own ballot.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules, and in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House.
That's Greg Clugston reporting, and this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports a new study indicates that most of the world approves of abortion.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona doctors can temporarily go to California to perform abortions there for their patients under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The Arizona state legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely won't go into effect until late summer or fall of this year. Newsom has vowed to make his state a so-called sanctuary for people wishing to get abortions. This is SRN News. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says Joe Biden is not the first president to consider the idea of forgiving student loan debt.
And everybody believed, because this is what the statute says, that you could not grant this kind of broad-based amnesty without congressional legislation. The statute doesn't permit it, which is all that the Supreme Court held.
Talent says President Biden is the first one to ignore the Constitution. Norman Hall reports on the death of Marion Robinson, Michelle Obama's mother.
Mrs. Robinson's death was announced by Michelle Obama and other family members. She was a widow and lifelong Chicago resident when she moved to the Executive Mansion in 2009 to help care for granddaughters Malia and Sasha. In her early 70s, Mrs. Robinson initially resisted the idea of starting over in Washington, and Michelle Obama had to enlist her brother Craig to help persuade their mother to move.
That is Norman Hall reporting. More details at SRNnews.com.